Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Dudes behind the foods. Yo, it's the dudes behind the foods. Dudes behind the foods. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the foods.
That's actually really fucking good.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dudes Behind the Motherfucking Foods. I'm Tim Chantharongsu and David Stupid David is in Korea still. So I thought, what's the best thing to do? Bring in another Korean, a more fit and sexy Korean, better singer, better actor. Damn. Oh my God, he just launched a whole ass movie production company. Dumbfounded.
Thank you, man.
What's up,
thank y'all? You. I feel like I've known you as long as David, right?
I've known you longer than David.
Longer, yes. Yeah. I thought so. I didn't want to say it, yes. But I'm the original Korean.
You in my life? No, actually, the original Korean in my life was my first girlfriend, Tina Park.
Tina Park?
From eighth grade.
She sounds hot. Tina Park.
You know what? You know, Tina was...
Tinas are usually hot.
Tinas, I've never met an unattractive...
That's what I'm saying.
Tina?
Tinas are usually a hot name.
Tina was great. You know, she was a learning experience for me when I was in eighth grade.
What she's up to now?
We still follow each other on Instagram.
Real estate agent? What's going on?
Quite possibly.
Okay. Stereotyping.
I think she's doing, is that
professions? I don't know. It's that's usually like what a lot of ex-Korean gangsters become.
They get into real estate.
Real estate or insurance brokers.
I feel like I've seen that like firsthand on my Instagram.
You catch up with them and they talk about the good old days where they used to fuck up people.
And you out here just being a tatted up gangster rapper.
No, I'm just a nerd that's tatted up. That's all it is, man. Thanks for having me, bro.
Thanks for popping in, dog. What's up? How was good? How you been?
I'm good, man. I love catching up with you. I called you, I think, a week ago when I was having my podcast with Wax.
Yes.
I was like, it's a good time to catch up from the old trifecta.
Bruh, you were on one of the first episodes of No Chaser, my other podcast.
Yes.
And then, shit, how long has it been since I was on Fun with Dumb?
It's been a while. You were probably on one of the first episodes as well.
Look at us, man.
I had to, you know, call the usual suspects first for everything.
I was telling somebody the other day that, like, nowadays, all the people that have been doing this type of shit for so long, literally all we do now is call each other to be on each other's podcasts.
I know. Podcasts are really the new picking somebody up from the airport. You down to do my podcast?
Fuck. All right, what's up? I guess.
Okay. It really is in LA for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's what we do now.
Yeah, I mean, we love ranting. We're good at it.
But here's what we do. We bring a little bit of food, dog.
Okay.
We eat a little bit of food.
All right.
So I told him, I was like, yo, bring me a little something to snack on, dog.
I brought some traditional Korean Korean food as expected.
You would.
Some Jack in the Box. Okay, so what happened was.
Let's go.
K-Town is incredibly hard to find parking. So I pulled up to the H-Mart. I was like, I'm going to fuck this shit. I'm going to bring some crazy shit.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find no fucking parking. And I don't want to go into the lot. And you got a valet on all this shit. So I was like, fuck it. There might be something in Burbank. So I drove all the way here.
Yeah.
Put off the exit. I saw Jack. And I was like, oh, fuck it. Let's just knock it out.
Well, let
and
me
I
tell
thought
you something.
It'd be funny. It'd be a funny bit.
My guy, I fucking love Jack in the Box.
I know you do.
And I look, I've been in the same lane as you because one time, I forget what the event was, but it was a potluck.
Yeah.
Like Wax, you, a whole bunch of that people in that circle was there. And I brought a bag of Filet-O-Fish.
That's funny.
You know what I'm saying?
I mean, no, that's the most popular shit usually when someone brings the not home cooked fast food shit. That shit's first thing off the potluck.
It's like, oh, someone brought a bucket of Popeyes? It's lit.
Yeah, that shit is a go-to, bro. But I did bring one of my favorite breakfast items, which is the croissant sandwich. The sausage croissant. And every time I go to Jack, I got to get the two tacos.
Oh, my God.
That's a go-to.
Did you get the buttermilk sauce?
I did, of course.
Oh, my God.
Best ranch in the game, by the way.
Look, this is a man after my own heart, dog, because Jack in the Box, 2 a.m., you don't know what you want to eat. You're fucking drunk. So you order breakfast, the two tacos with the buttermilk ranch. Oh, my God.
Why does it, like, they label it, it just tastes better because it's labeled buttermilk. I just imagine, like, an old Amish lady just making ranch back there. Like,
that Jack's mom, dog.
Jack's mom is making butter. It's the best ranch in fast food, bro.
This is 100% facts. It's just, I feel like it's creamier. It's more fattening for sure.
I just noticed right now, I didn't even notice this, that it was buttermilk house sauce, aka ranch. I never noticed that
just
ever.
In case people were confused.
Also known as ranch.
Are you dieting, drinking?
Actually, this is terrible because I just came from the gym right now.
Oh God, it's okay.
So I do, like, I'm all about my health, but because only to balance out my vices, you know?
You worked out so you can get down.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I should, this is really counterproductive to what I'm doing, but, like, I drink a lot, too. I'm a drinker, you know? And I'm just trying to, like, balance things out, at least.
I think life's all about balance, right?
And I didn't even have that part. Before, my lifestyle was just this and drinks and fucking all types of shit.
Well, bro, we hit 25, our fucking metabolism slows down.
Yeah.
And then this shit really starts to really actually show up on your body.
True.
And it's fucked up. Me and Rick used to go to restaurants, order the same amount, eat the same amount, you know what I'm saying? And I would look like I looked.
Right.
And then one year, I hit 25, and I'm like, ugh, this shit is ugh.
Bro, we got to work hard just to look regular.
Just to look regular.
Presentable.
And then to be on TV?
Yeah, exactly.
You look regular in real life, you look fat as hell on TV?
That's the thing that, you know, people don't give a lot of credit to, these, you know, all the Nick Cannons and all, like, that you need a lot of energy to do that.
Where
do
they get the time to put in the work and then still go to the gym?
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I was going to ask you, because now you're a family guy, like, does that help?
No.
Health, or does that make it worse?
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's both. And I'll tell you after I get you a drink.
Yeah. What is that? We got a beverage.
Because I knew I would be full off Sherry's episode, so I didn't bring any food for you aside from what you brought.
You're doing back-to-backs.
Yeah.
Which is eating back-to-back too, right?
But I thought on brand for this episode, 88 Rising sent me.
Oh, nice. Shout out. They got a hard seltzer now, year of.
Yes, the
and
year of.
And it's pretty
of,
good, actually. I've tried it.
It actually really is. Yeah. I had the mango and I think passion fruit last night.
Yeah.
Right here. Would you like the white peach and pineapple or the lime and mint?
I'll take the white peach.
Let's get it. Okay. So while you munch, I will say being a father has its positives and negatives for my health, all right? Because on one side, right, there's just no time to work out.
Yeah.
I try to get little fucking crunches and push-ups in between time, but like the times that I'm not with the baby or helping wifey with the baby, I want to work. You know what I'm saying? I want to stay on top of my emails. I want to edit a video. So then by the time it's done, I'm like, and everything's handled, I just want to rest. You know, It's like, I don't want to work out, right? So I just try to manage it in terms of, like, portion control. So I'm not, like, gaining weight, but I'm also not toned at all right now. You feel
it's
me?
It's a difficult thing because you're like, man, you know, we're taking care of a life right now.
Right,
like,
right.
That should be enough.
Yes.
You know, but the balance of, like, taking care of yourself, why you're doing it, looking good doing it, that's a lot of pressure, man.
Yeah, man. And then conversely, I feel like I need to be healthier because I need to be around for this little baby.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? She's like, she's brand new. She got a whole life to live still. I'm like, I'm in good shape, but also like my cholesterol's high.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely not eating as right or drinking as much water as I should be.
Yep.
So it's like, I need to make sure in my head, I'm like, I need to be healthy for her, but I just, who got the time?
Yo, self-care is a lot of things.
It's so many things.
It's a lot of things. Like, just to, you know, talk about like a skincare regimen, right? That's like, you know, at the very least, like 4 steps. It's like face wash, toner. the serum, and then finally the moisturizer. That's like basic. That's 4 steps basic, bro. We're supposed to put on sunscreen at the end if you're in the daytime.
Dog.
For God.
I was talking to Nikki Blades on my other podcast about it, and I was like, dude, face shit is so exhausting. Like, it's such an exhausting routine. She's like, no, it's not. It's really not that hard. I'm like, dude, it's a lot. It's like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
When you feel like you should just be able to, when you're a kid, you just fucking wash your face and go to sleep, you know?
I know. I got a facial yesterday.
Yeah.
Pause. I don't know why I got to pause. It's just coming from rap.
No, we don't pause out here.
We don't pause. No pause.
Hey.
I got a facial and it was like an hour and a half and she really went in, you know, because it feels like a long time. An hour and a half is kind of a long time for a facial.
It feels like, and I was just telling David this, and I kind of broke out a little bit because I try to avoid cheese, but I be eating all types of shit, right?
Yeah.
First of all, but let me just say, if y'all ain't had the breakfast from Jack in the Box, these sausage croissants are like, oh, supreme.
The croissant's so flaky, like, is this from Paris?
Jacques in the box. Jacques in the bowl. But I was telling David on another episode that the lady, I feel like facial ladies, they perk up when they see my fucked up, like, just my big ass pores and my, like, clogged shit.
You came to the right
place.
They're
like, okay, here we go. And dog, it's so fucking, like, torturous for me. I told David I have to get into the mindset of, like, I'm, like, get a prisoner of war and I'm about to get tortured for answers.
It hurts, man.
I have to tell myself, like, yo, you're getting tortured and your country relies on you right now to not, like, scream out or show weakness. You know what I'm saying?
Dude, it really hurts. My shit is tender right now, bro. That shit really fucking hurt.
And your skin's like already great, so.
Man, nah, that shit, you know what it is? It's the drinking that dries out a lot of the skin.
Is that what it is?
I'm a heavy drinker.
Yeah.
Like, that's what a lot of people don't know. I mean, they probably do because I'm cranky all the time and shit. Why do you think? No, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, drinking has been one of my biggest vices. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to like chill out on it. I keep it to like the weekends now.
Oh, my bad.
All right, are we doing it?
I already did it.
I'll take a sip. I'm gonna keep this cool too. I'm only gonna eat like half of this.
Oh, I'm gonna nibble on this.
Yeah.
We just doing it for camera.
Yeah,
dog.
Exactly. I can't. Yo, cheers.
Cheers to you, my guy.
Yes, sir.
Appreciate you.
I know Jack's given you a bag too in the past, so
they have.
You have no problems with it.
But I also have no loyalty, man. Bags from McDonald's, bag from Jack, bag from Burger King.
You know what's funny about you in social media?
Yeah.
You talk about your bags too.
I do.
Like, thanks for the bag.
Yes.
Like, it's very direct. And there's no issue. They still keep coming back.
I mean, like, motherfuckers be like, oh, I wonder how much to pay Tim for this. In the comments, I'll be like, a big bag, bro.
And then you'll point out when they're like, they don't give you a good bag for it, or like, they're late on the bag.
Oh, yes. Well, when it's negative shit, I try not to get like specific as to who it was.
Yeah.
But I was definitely about to fire off a, it's crazy that these companies make you wait a whole 90, like, however many days to get paid.
I've seen those tweets.
Oh,
it's funny. You'll complain like it's like an airline that fucked up. Southwest, what the fuck, man? Yeah, it's just
well, you know, it's, dude, they do, and you've done brand deals too. It's just such a weird, like, the way they go about it is so annoying sometimes, because they'll be like, on your head to meet these deadlines. Can we get a rough by this day? Can we get this by this day? And they're like, blowing you up. Can we get this? You send them that shit. They don't reply for like 3 fucking days, and then you do the shit, and they don't pay you for like 3 months.
I feel like, you know, I do feel like it is very easy probably to execute the invoice, right?
Mm-hmm.
It has to be pretty easy.
Yeah.
You just send that shit over to accounting. They send, you know what I mean? Like, how many employees does whatever?
Why is there a net 90, net 45?
I don't get it.
It's like, they know what they're supposed to pay you already.
That's what I'm saying. They're chilling. They're trying to buy as much time as possible.
I guess so. Dog, you know what happened to me the other day? It was so crazy. I was supposed to get a check for this show that I did. And it was a significant check, right? And a couple months had gone by. I try not to press the companies. I understand how shit works, yeah, you know, unless it's been like ridiculously long. In this case, I sent a little follow-up email. I was like, hey guys, just wondering when this like payment was supposed to come, haha. And then they were like, oh, we sent that last month, Tim. I was like, So I sent them screenshots of all my bank transactions. Yeah. I'm like, y'all, I got no deposits, no nothing. I didn't deposit shit a month ago. I got nothing, right? They were like, oh, according to our records, this check got cashed a month ago. I was like, oh, I definitely didn't know cash, yeah, no fucking. Yeah, yeah. It's like 9 racks. I didn't cash no fucking 9 Gs, yeah, right? Yeah. So then I was like, let me know what's going on, guys, because I didn't do that shit, right? They're digging up, trying to figure it out. They were like, oh, it was cashed at this bank. I'm like, definitely not me, right? They started doing some research. They were like, Tim, it turns out a bunch of our checks got compromised.
Oh my God.
Someone
is cashing all those
somehow,
checks.
Somehow,
yeah. Wow.
And they sent me a picture from their bank of like the deposited check. I'm like, you guys, that shit isn't signed. I signed all my checks on the back. And I'm like, let me know which and y'all get it figured. And they got it figured out, right? I don't know what happened or who did it. I got my money, but it was like, yo, that's wild.
Damn, that's crazy. Someone came up there.
Like, how does that even happen?
I always like the kind of the follow up email you send these companies, just so like polite.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, I really enjoyed like the campaign. Just following up. Where is it?
Yeah. Thank you so much, guys. Once again, I just want to say it was awesome.
Once again,
it's completely different than per my last email. Just curious, and we'll talk more about that right after this break.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Hey, y'all, it's Tim.
And David.
And if you want to listen to Dudes Behind the Foods without ads, now you can.
Just go to dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com or click the link in the episode description and you can get a 1 week preview of the ad-free version for free.
You'll get ad-free listening to the show. You can listen on almost any podcasting app and you'll be supporting our show too.
That's dudesbehindthefoods.supercast.com. Thanks.
But yeah, man. But it's a blessing to be able to get bags for just saying you like some McDonald's. When you like McDonald's.
Nah, for sure. We can't complain. I know there's some of the comments are going to be like, look at these guys complaining about living their dream.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. No, it's great, man. I can't complain. And, you know, we've been in it for a long time. You and I, especially, what has it been, like 15, maybe? Close to 15, I feel like.
Since you and me first linked up.
12.
It's got to be like
12 to 15.
12 to 15. I think definitely like, let's say 13. Let's split the diff.
Man, that's crazy, bro.
Because you were in one of my first vlogs. I've been vlogging for at least like 12 years. So
Was I?
Yeah, you're in vlog probably, like, I don't know, 5 when you came to my family's restaurant and we chopped it up for a little bit.
You know what? You never thought about, like, interesting, because you've helped out so many people, and I was one, like, you never, like, wanted to do, like, a whole network or anything, huh? Like a Tim network.
So I've debated it, right? Yeah. That's definitely crossed my mind, right, where I feel like not only have I reached out and connected with so many people and, like, helped people out, you know, gain a bit of an audience, I feel like I could do a type of, you know, almost like talent agency management type thing, A&R type shit, right? But then I kind of have to remind myself, I got so much shit I'm trying to do for myself that I'm slacking on, because I be bullshitting, you know?
But I fuck with that because I feel like too many people try to do things without really being passionate about it, right? Mm-hmm. So, like, my whole thing is, you know, I tell people, like, there's so many ways that young people make money now, right? There's stocks, there's crypto, there's NFTs. Mm-hmm. And that's fine. Do that as a side hustle, but don't let that, like, I feel like it distracts so many young people from, like, their passions nowadays.
Mm.
And it gets so confusing, like, for people. Every time I talk to the homies or kids now, it's like, that's the only fucking thing they're doing.
Mm.
And it becomes, like, the sole focus of, like, their whole shit. They almost, like, forget about their shit because it's discouraging when you're making money in this thing.
Right.
And you're not in this other thing, right?
Especially when everyone's telling you this is the way to make money.
Yeah.
You know, it's like you feel like you should do the shit that's gonna make you money, right? I think almost like to what you're saying, they forget about maybe what they're passionate about because that's not gonna be quick money.
It's not. But, you know, that's why I feel like the way we came up back in the day where there were so less ways of making money was kind of a blessing in disguise.
Because you had to make it work.
Yeah, and we also didn't care as much in the early stages to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we were fine at being broke.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a little tougher because we see so many motherfuckers balling out.
Mm.
It's tempting. You're like, why am I doing this thing?
But you know what it is also that I realized, bro? Like you said, you and me, comfortable being broke. We were happy to be able to do what we just love doing, right?
Yeah.
These kids, they have grown up in, like, let's say the Instagram era, right? Where everything is a flex. So they're low-key grinding so they can flex.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of these up-and-coming... That's true. Like internet kids and like social media kids, they'll spend stupid amounts of money to get together and rent a house in Hollywood Hills.
Yeah.
Paying like damn near what you would be paying for a mortgage because they want they want to be able to fucking like vlog their view from the hills and vlog their new cars.
But it's a very toxic like hustle culture. I almost feel like we need like an opposite of a Gary Vee who's like, it's okay being broke. You know what I mean? Just in your face. Like, yeah, just chill. Like on a hammock. That's what they do the podcast.
You ain't
got to
do all that shit.
You ain't got to do all that. All I got is my van, my dog, and I'm happy. I don't know. Like,
bro, there's this old story, right, about this dude that's, he's like, this man, he's like a farmer or some shit on the farm, just chilling, watching his crops grow.
Yeah.
And this like dude from the city comes in. He's like, sir, I'd like to take your crops. We sell them in the supermarket. We'll get all your crops, do this and that for you. And the man's like, for what? He's like, yo, we get your crops in the supermarket. You know what I'm saying? We'll get you some more money from the market. And you'll get you more for this and this and that. And he's like, okay, why? He's like, so you can get like more money and then you can retire and like do nothing. He's like, I'm doing that now.
That's it.
I'm literally doing that now.
You're like, that's a good point. Yeah. I just feel like the cats who live that lifestyle are those TikToks you see of some random Mongolian dude who doesn't say a word chopping up like meat in the woods and shit, or like freezing ice.
but then like you go into his hole and it's like, fucking Gucci drapes.
Yeah, I know. I bet. Yeah, I bet this fool, he has a whole production team and a dude just holding a boom mic for the TikToks and shit. But you've seen those, right? Those are great.
Yeah.
I love those.
The ones where like motherfuckers just living out of their van, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And they're completely happy with it. I mean, I could never do that. But
Yeah. I mean, it's because we're just LA raised.
And not only that, man, you know what the thing about it is? Like, okay, so we were broke. We were happy to be, well, not happy to be broke, but we made the shit work when we were broke. And now I think that we got a little bit of money. So much of my money now goes to just doing the dumb shit that I couldn't afford when I was younger. Like, when even from a little scale, it's like buying all the shoes I wanted to, buying a fucking grill.
Yeah.
To like, you know, now a little bit of money. It's like, now you want to do shit like, oh, I valet my car.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or I might lease a little foreign just to flex for a couple years.
Right.
Some
right,
shit like
right,
that,
right.
You know? Just because you like, you grew up seeing these things that, you know, you do kind of like look up to and idolize as a little kid. But I think what's great for us is since we know the value of being broke and the value of a dollar, we're not out here squandering the shit just to fucking,
oh, no, for sure.
Just for the look,
nah,
you know?
Nah, nah, there's no look. There's nothing cool about anyone our age flexing nowadays. But that's the thing. I've never been about like pressuring motherfuckers about that shit either. You know what I'm saying? Let people like go through their own journey. You know what I mean? It's a journey that everyone goes through, whether it's identity or, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or the perspectives on the world. You know what I mean? And the new Kendrick Jordan was dope because he starts off about that, about life is all about perspective. It is. And people have no empathy for that nowadays. Like,
right.
Literally, no one has any empathy for anyone's perspective.
Nowadays, their perspective is supposed to be your perspective and vice versa. Everybody's supposed to have the same perspective or you're fucking wrong.
That's what I'm saying. It's such bullshit. I absolutely hate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And it sucks because I want to call that shit out, but I'm also not like that type either.
I know.
It's just like terrible.
Like literally, like people, I mean, you think Twitter is somewhere where you can hear other people's opinions, but it's literally people going there just to say their own opinion.
Right.
That's it. Like, and if you disagree with them, they're not there to hear you.
Mm-mm.
People come on Twitter to argue. It's like Twitter is like, I'm going to say this, wait for someone to disagree so I can argue. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Because it's like, otherwise, no one is going on Twitter to be like, hey, change my mind about this. Tell me your perspective on this. Like, literally no one gives a shit, you know?
I'm trying to see what would be a good, like, feature to solve that. Maybe, like, the first person who comments on your comment is the only person you can engage with for the rest of the thread.
But they got to pay $10.
I actually paid for the extra Twitter thing.
Me too.
Wait, did you?
Yes.
Why did you pay for it?
Twitter Blue?
Yeah, what feature? Like
the okay, so if y'all don't know, you can pay like a little bit like
$2.99 or something like that.
On Twitter where okay, there's no actual edit button, but
that's why I did it. Yeah, I remember.
Yeah,
that's
so when you send a tweet, it gives you like 20 seconds to be like, are you sure you want to send this tweet?
Yeah.
And I just be firing shit off sometimes.
Me too.
Where that's so helpful.
It is. It's helped me a few times.
Where you're like, oh shit, I got like 3 typos.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But sometimes I'm also like, just send this shit, bro.
Yeah,
like,
hit the send immediately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, but I did pay for that feature. And it does help. Yeah,
it does.
I didn't realize how quick we are to send off shit until I had that feature, too.
Yeah, man. And the thing about it is, too, for me, I send a lot of my tweets off when I'm, like, shitting in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm a little groggy still.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, my eyes are still, like, trying to focus, and I'll just be tweeting shit. And then I look, like, 10 minutes later, and maybe, like, a tweet's doing well, and I'm like, I got this typo that really fucking irks
Or the joke's
me.
Just not hitting.
Oh.
I'm so funny of, like, I'll like give the 20 seconds, I'll send it, and I'll still delete that shit, you know what I mean? I'll still delete that bitch. I'm like, oh, this shit is not doing well.
If a tweet is kind of weak, yeah, I'll delete it as well when I'm trying for it to be funny. One time, I was so irritated. I wasn't irritated because I knew it, but, like, I sent this tweet off, and in my head, I'm like, I could word this better, but whatever. You know, it's still funny. I sent it off. One person replied. They were like, it's kind of wordy, Tim. You might want to redo that. And I was like, fuck, he's right.
There's an art to it. There is an art to all of that shit.
Someone needs, let's punch up each other's tweets before we send them off, dog.
I've definitely sent it to him. I'll be like, what do you think about this? Like, bro, that's cringe. I'm like, fuck. All right.
Well, shit, speaking of entrepreneurship, which we were talking about like 10 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
You just launched a whole ass production company?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's a partnership with my management who, if people don't know, my management is Far East Movement and just their company. I've been with them for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been, you know, all of us, we've been pitching stuff and mm-hmm. all the stuff in the industry. And we're just like, yo, let's just... We found like a good partner and financiers and stuff, so we're like, yo, let's just do this. And then the first project we're doing actually is with Anderson .Paak.
Amazing.
Him and his son gonna star in it.
Fire! I read the article.
Yeah,
yep.
And the story is generally it's like a Black and Asian like project because he's part Korean,
mm-hmm.
his son is half Korean,
mm-hmm.
half Black, and it's a musical story and also them like rekindling their relationship, him as a deadbeat dad, like going to Korea, meeting his son, and like all this stuff, and he's in K-pop while like Anderson's watching the musician who's like trying to teach him like of the roots,
right.
of like soul, funk, all that
stuff.
That's how they reconnect pretty
much. So it's a story about musical or it's actual musical?
No, it's not a musical. It's musical music elements. Right. Not, like, he's my son, you son of a gun.
Yo, I'm taking that. I'm stealing that. All right, we're going to talk about how jealous I am after this break. That's dope, man. I feel like you always are fucking working on something. You know what I'm saying? I'd be like people say that to me, but I'd be like, y'all, I've been chilling.
Well, the thing about it is, it's like, you know, I was gonna ask you this earlier too, because your journey, like, I think it's similar how we grew up, right? We're like kids who grew up on television,
mm-hmm.
and we have all those dreams. And as like we got older, the traditional Hollywood has changed, mm-hmm. right? And now it, like, Hollywood is you, like, what's become this, right? Like these podcasts, all the YouTube views, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Does that fuck you up because you're like, my dream was this thing and it's not that way no more?
Yeah.
Or do you feel like you're in a good place where it's now you're like, okay, that I can still, you know what I mean?
That's exactly what I feel, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cuz I feel like you know, like you said in the beginning, right, we were dreaming of like traditional TV movies and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I even got on YouTube, because there was nothing for me
right
there, right? So I was like, let me just put this shit out myself, see what happens, right? So whereas in the beginning, I would be going on the occasional audition, barely got any auditions back then because there was nothing for me.
Yep.
I felt like people weren't really trying to have me in the room, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And then as time progressed and social media kind of became a thing, there was, you know, where you would do your like slate to camera, and then they would be like, where are you from? How old are you? And how many followers do you have? I'm like, oh shit.
Oh wow.
Shit's getting different.
That's crazy.
You know? And then, but then I felt like there was like traditional Hollywood that kind of felt a little salty, like, oh, these fucking kids and their followers
right.
are getting auditions or getting movies just because they got followers, right? But for me, I feel like I grinded for 10 plus years to build this following, to just get my foot in the door, you know?
I don't think that's unfair at all, because honestly, Hollywood is the same exact way too. Mm-hmm. Like, we can audition all day for a role in a movie,
mm-hmm.
and you know, make it to the final.
And Jeremy Lin steps in.
Yeah, exactly. or whatever huge Asian star.
Yeah.
And they won't even have to audition. They'll just get the part.
Right.
So to me, and because of their following.
Yes.
It's the same exact shit.
That is 100% true.
That's why I'm like, I don't understand that, you know, thought process. It's like,
I auditioned for, there was an episode of Fresh Off the Boat that I was supposed to have a part in. I auditioned for it. They like hit me up for it. And I submitted it maybe like a week or two later, because I was in Thailand. I was like, hey, what's up with that shit? My people and my team was like, oh, actually, they gave it to Jeremy Lin. I was like, oh, all right.
That is a huge, like,
I know,
spectrum of Asian people.
Yeah, no, like literally too.
That's funny. Oh, I think I know of that role, but they gave it to you. That's gave it to Jeremy Lin.
Yeah,
that's hilarious.
So yeah, I say all that to say, like, you know, now shit's changed so much.
It is.
And whereas, you know, I think it's lit that you started this production company, because I feel like it is a good time for us to be doing our own shit.
I feel like it. I just feel like we now have even gone through the Hollywood process.
Mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we were in the digital world of, you know, social media and YouTube, all that. But, bro, we've been in this for a while. Like, for the last, you know, 5+ years now, we've really been in the process of auditioning, pitching shows, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And you know how, like, hard that shit is, how bullshit it can get? You mm-hmm. know what I mean? But I feel like we got to own our specific voice so hard now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that mad specificity of, like, even, like, you being one of the few Thai, you know, personalities in America, you got to, like, own that shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and tell that very specific story. I have problems when, like, Korean motherfuckers just try to do Korea town stories. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It's, to me, like, a neighborhood is special to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And like, I feel like that there's something about even that alone.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I have a problem with it because it's like, oh, this thing is popular.
Mm.
So, you know, we'll exploit each other. People exploit. I don't know. I have like specific.
It's funny in terms of like cities specifically, because you know I was born in Montana. I don't know if you knew that. I was born in Montana.
I did not know that. What the fuck?
I was born in Billings, Montana.
Wow.
And my parents moved to Long Beach when I was a baby, right?
Yeah.
So I've been in Long Beach and spent my like young adult life in Paramount from like high school upwards, right? So I say I'm from like Paramount and like, you know, my younger life in Long Beach, but like someone. But if you Google, my Wikipedia will say like, oh, born in Montana, or some people will be like, Tim's from Montana. I'm like, I'm not from fucking Montana, man. I was born there. That's it. I'm from Paramount.
Yo, you better not. You got to jump on it, bro. Any little, I was born in Argentina. You know what I'm saying? They got an Argentina story. I'm pitching.
Well, famous birthdays has me listed as like the number two most famous person from Montana or something.
That's
like
what?
That.
That's amazing.
But I was also going to say, yes, in terms of telling our own story, right? Yeah. I was telling David because I'm writing this movie for me and David.
That's dope.
This little like fucking like, you know, like a new Harold and Kumar for me and David, basically. Thanks. And I was like, all right, look, bro, after I write this shit, I'm gonna pitch it for like 6 months. And if no one gets it, I'm just gonna pay for it and do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it, you know?
Bro, I mean, that's the thing. It's like we're making decent money and have a good following where people will support.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I got to shout out like Justin Chan. Like, that motherfucker he really did it. Like, he funded the first joint, Gook. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's so funny saying that.
Oh, I mean, David. Yeah, I know.
No, but isn't gook a funny ass racial term, first of all? Like, if somebody called you a gook, like, I don't know if I'd be offended, bro.
It's just kind of audibly.
If somebody called me a gook, I'd be like, what era are you from, bro? It's just like, I don't know. It just doesn't hit as hard. You know what I mean?
I feel that.
Yeah, and I was just. Okay, this is another off rant, too. I went to the pachinko. Mm-hmm. Screening.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the theater and I was trying to take a picture of the screen in Pacheco.
Oh, and
in the middle it
off.
Says Chink. I was like, the biggest Asian show in the last 10 years had the word Chink in it. I thought it was pretty funny.
Bro, the follow up to Gook, let's write it.
I'm not putting a show out that or a movie called Chink. But I just thought that was funny. But yeah, man, I mean, that's crowdfunded. You know, and I know it sounds so like discouraging because you're like, fuck, no one wants to fuck with it. That it was discouraging for me. I had a show about my life, mm-hmm. and everyone passed on it. You know how sad that gets when everyone passes on your life, bro?
They're like, for what? boring.
Yeah, and there's all these notes about how your life is not interesting, bro. There's no layers to it. It's like, damn, this is about my life, bro. So it is really, it's depressing.
They're like,
it really
can you
is.
Maybe change your life up a little bit?
Yeah, because no, you have to sometimes because they own the rights at some point to what at least your pilot, what you wrote. So you have to switch up your life a little bit sell it. You know what I mean? It's like, can he not be a rapper?
I mean, I guess that's what Eddie Huang hated about Fresh Off the Boat, right? Went with it.
Yeah, I know Eddie was really mad about it, but it's like, he's also mad about Laughing to the Bank, you know?
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Yes. 100%.
Yeah.
I've told this story before too, but I one time was pitching a show about just an Asian dude in an interracial relationship with a black girl, right? Yeah. And we pitched this whole shit where there was a situation where maybe, you know, she goes to his house for dinner for the first time and, you know, she's not used to like the fish sauce or whatever like scent they're using. This is one of the scenarios, right? Whatever ingredients. And this woman I was pitching to, she was a white woman, mm-hmm. maybe like a spicy white, like a Greek or, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
And she was just so comfortable, bro. And here's the thing. We weren't spitballing funny shit, right? And plus, what she said was so not the tone of what I was pitching to her. But she's like, oh, yeah. And then she goes to dinner and maybe they're like cooking dog or something. And then she's like thrown off. And I was like, and me and the homie that were pitching this were like,
Wow.
And afterwards, we were like, what the fuck? Why did she feel like that was okay?
The thing about it is, like, I have an agent that I work with too. This white lady, and there's something about when they're just in this like agent Hollywood mode. Sometimes like racist shit slips out.
Mm.
And there's an element of mad too, but there's an element of like, it's so Hollywood. They're spitballing mad shit. And sometimes they don't directly imply like that's kind of what they want.
Mm-hmm.
This like thing or the stereotype, yeah. But like clearly like they're pushing for it.
Could you maybe say this a little more? I don't know. How would your dad say it?
There's no way at this point that I could even pull off an Asian accent for shit.
I'm trash.
I can't do that shit. So, I mean, that's already out of the question. Not even on a I'm offended thing. Yeah. I just can't even execute it.
I'm so bad at Asian accents. And I've told my agent from the jump, like, don't, if anything needs an Asian accent, not only will I won't do it, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm not good at it. My Asian accents always come out like I'm trying to do like fucking Apu from The Simpsons.
Yeah,
you know what I'm
not bad at all accents. English accent sounds Indian. Like, you know, like it's just, I'm all over the place. Yeah.
You can, how about your like Korean accent? Like, how's that?
I mean, I can try right now. Let me see. Heart seltzer, 맛있네. Oh, it's so tasty. No, that's a K-Town dude who goes to church with all the other teen kids. Like, oh my God.
You definitely sound like somebody who's not Korean doing a Korean accent.
Oh, really? I'm better at the K-Town accent. You know what I'm talking about?
Like,
oh my God, aren't you Timothy De La Ghetto?
Okay.
Yeah,
that is familiar.
That sounds like it, right? Like, that sounds familiar, right? Did it trigger something?
Yes, somebody I ran into outside of fucking sake house or like fuck it.
Oh, they always do this. Oh, first when they're shocked. Oh.
That's some Asian shit. Oh is like the Asian surprise. Oh. As like not even Korean. Like I remember I was in high school and someone startled me, like someone like pranked me and scared me. And instead of I went, oh, and he was like, yo, that's the most Asian shit. Tim, I've never heard you sound more Asian in my life.
Man, the amount of times I've definitely gotten mistaken for being on Wildin' Out because of you.
No.
Yes, a lot of people. But they'll start off like, don't know who I am, but they'll still say Wildin' Out.
Oh, because they know the battle rap
shit. They'll be like, Dunfound, I'm a big fan. I've seen you on Wildin' Out 100 times. I'm like, I don't even correct them at that point. Wow. Even though I was never on Wildin' Out.
Man, I've gotten everybody from, Jen, of course.
Yeah.
Fucking AJ Raphael. People have come up to me thinking I'm AJ Raphael.
They just lump us all up, the YouTube guys. You know, Andrew Garcia is AJ sometimes. You know, I'm Tim sometimes.
And here's the thing. Here's what people don't know is that me and Dumb are dropping a battle.
Honestly, that's I've always said to myself, like, if once my career is really in shambles, like, I think me and Jin should do one. I feel like it'd be a good one. It's like, it's better than just resorting to OnlyFans.
Yeah.
I'll just call it Jin.
Y'all should do it on OnlyFans with your dicks out. Battle with your dicks out.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, you can only watch the battle on OnlyFans. And me then, and Jin.
And then the loser has to, what is it? Dock the other one. You know what docking is?
Jesus Christ. I hate you so much. I forgot what that was. And then as soon as you said it, I just remembered what that fuck was.
Oh, my God. Well, hey, y'all. So make sure y'all check that out. OnlyFans. Jin.
There's nowhere to check that out.
Well, shit, man. Hey, I appreciate you pulling up, filling in for stupid David.
Was that it? That goes my bad. David's in Korea right now, right?
David is in Korea.
Is that his first time in Korea?
No. He's been in Korea before.
Oh, he has. Okay.
Yeah, he's doing like some special, like, you know, wedding
Sounds
shit.
Sounds like
there.
All his vlogs look like it's his first time in Korea. It's like, you guys said Korean food in LA is better than Korea. Lies. It's like, what?
Maybe he hasn't been since he was younger. I don't know. Who knows, man? He's an enigma. You know what I'm saying?
He's a very happy and angry Korean man.
He is. People think he's very angry. He's angry on the outside, but it's a very thin layer of anger. It's a strong, but it's a loud, thin layer.
It's more annoyed, I think, you know. But it's, you know, Angry Asian Man, the site or whatever.
Yeah.
I feel like he should run it, you know. he's far more angrier than Angry Asian Man.
Yeah, this is facts.
Yeah.
This is facts. I mean, but they're both nice guys.
Actually, that's true. Yeah.
But yeah, fuck David. We out here. He'll be back next week telling us all about Korea. My guy, Dumb. Jonathan Park, I've known you for so long, man.
Damn.
I appreciate you. We're still friends.
We are.
That's beautiful.
It is a beautiful thing.
I'm working on a new album. I'll throw you on that motherfucker.
Wow, are you?
Yeah.
Congrats, man.
Thanks. I'll play you my new shit.
I'm getting to that point, too. I'm like, I'm going to dive back into recording some stuff.
Come throw a random verse on my shit like you're fucking Andre 3000.
Yeah, that's who. I love that. Let's do it. Yeah, for sure. Send me some.
Let's get it. All right, y'all. Thank you for watching once again. Dudes Behind the Foods podcast. Make sure you like, share, comment, subscribe, all that bullshit. Make sure you rate 5 stars and wherever.
Can I plug my shit real quick?
Of course.
All right. Fun with Dumb. YouTube.com/FunWithDumb. Also on all platforms. We do the podcast live every Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific.
And I'll be pulling up to one of those soon, too.
Oh, yeah. Let's do that. We're overdue.
All right, y'all. Thanks for watching.
Peace.
Bye.
Yo, it's the dudes behind the food. Dudes behind the food. Yeah, it's the dudes behind the food.
That's actually really fucking good.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.